KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
You are listening to KHUM. It is time for Coastal Currents, sponsored by Bayside Garden, Glasshouse Garden Supply and Solutions, Eco Goods. And my friend Delia's in the studios. It's so nice to actually see you when you come in.
Yeah, it's so good to be here.
So we had a lot of exciting things happen last weekend.
We did. Yes. Yes, we did. We're doing something a little bit different today. I'm talking to myself.
No. You're my expert. You're my expert, and this time I get to talk to you.
Yes.
Which is perfect.
Yeah, it'll be great. Be gone for the next few weeks, but have some guests lined up for you. So
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, some great guests. But yeah, like you said, we had a lot of interesting things going on last weekend. One of those was the BioBlitz.
There were two of them. Because it's ending with I feel like it's like Hebrew and I want to say blitzim for more than one. Blitzot?
Yeah.
BioBlitzim.
Blitzes. Well, it's part of this larger snapshot CalCoast BioBlitz. So this is happening all across California during right now. So from June 23rd to July 2nd. So you could still participate if you want to do your own BioBlitz.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And I understand there's some free apps that you can use to do this with?
Yes. So this is all being done with the app iNaturalist that you can download on your smartphone for free. If you do not have a smartphone, you could just use the website on your computer and a camera. But it's really easy with the app, and all you have to do is download it, and then you go out to the coast, anywhere along the coast, and take pictures of everything that you see, all the biodiversity, and upload it to this app.
So it's called recording your observations, right? You take pictures.
Yes.
And then you upload it. And
yes.
Then people can say, I know what that is.
Right.
That's
the cool thing about this app is we live in this age of technology that if you don't know what something is, which most of us don't know what most things are, when you get out there, you're like, okay, I've seen this a lot, but like, what exactly is this? What's its scientific name?
So like, I'm a plant expert as a landscape architect, but there's a ton of plants around here. I have no idea what they are.
Right.
Like I can tell you like which group they're in, but I can't actually ID a lot of stuff without my books, without having to spend a lot of time going, is it this one or this one?
Right.
This one or this one?
Yeah. So this network, this social network online has a bunch of experts that will go and look at your unknown identifications. Like you're saying, if you know like the family or species or something, you could put like, I think this is what it is. And they'll go through and be like, yes, I know what that is. It can even get like peer reviewed by multiple experts. And then you're for sure know what you have identified. So it's a really great app. We did a BioBlitz on Sunday with the Trinidad Land Trust, Friends of the Dunes, the Marine Protected Area Collaborative, and the North Coast Environmental Center.
That's the one that started at 6:45 in the morning.
Yes.
I talked about that one on the air.
Yes. And hopefully...
And a bunch of people came.
Yay. Thanks to you.
I don't know about that, but yay people who showed up in the crack of ungodly.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, it's actually light, like an hour before then even.
Oh,
it's
I know.
So light,
it gets
so
later,
early.
4:30.
But it's still hard to get up that early. So thank you to everyone that came out and helped out. We had a great group, and we saw a lot of really exciting things in the intertidal. One of those things is everyone loves to see nudibranchs.
I love nudibranchs.
Yes.
Okay, so for people who don't know, they are a sea slug,
mm-hmm.
but they're really frilly and colorful, and they undulate through the water. They're like magical.
Yeah,
they're like the ballerinas of the sea.
Yeah, exactly. They're pretty cute.
I love nudibranchs.
And everyone, all the attendees are like, "Are we going to see a nudibranch today?" And I was like, "I don't know.
Maybe.
They're kind of hard to see. We saw like three of them,
and they're little guys."
Yeah. So I think they were lemon nudibranchs is what one of our experts said.
I just know nudibranch. That's as far as I can go.
Yeah. But that was super exciting. One of the most exciting finds of the day. Another really cool find was a giant California sea cucumber.
I also love sea. So the first time I was ever in the Caribbean, we went scuba diving. It was like a tour group, really small, like six of us. And they had at this place where they were having people snorkel, they had a pet sea cucumber, and it was big, and it was like, and like they always knew it was there, and they'd pick it up, and they'd show everybody, and you could pet it, and it was like their little token creature of this area in St. Thomas. So like ever since then, I've just loved them.
Oh, they're so cool. And I've never seen one like this. This one was like red and kind of like spiny almost. Like, yeah, it kind of had some spikes and it was moving a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
They kind of usually sit there.
Right, right. This one was kind of like moving a little bit. I mean, not like fast, but for what
it's
it is.
It's a sea cucumber.
You know, it was moving pretty fast, but I researched it a little bit and it says they can move up to 13 feet a day. So
that's a lot for a sea cucumber. Aptly named for their shape, not for their taste.
Yeah. So other than that, we saw a lot of like hermit crabs and gumboot chitons and a lot of Pacific purple sea urchins. Some anemones. Yeah, it was really great. It was amazing to see what the beach looked like at that -2-foot low tide.
That's pretty low.
Yeah, and we still have some pretty low tides. You can always check the NOAA website and see what the tides are doing around you and pick a time to go, bring
some
friends.
And that's just weather.gov, and then you look for tides from there.
Yeah, it's
pretty really easy.
Pretty self-explanatory. So download the app, grab some friends or yourself, and head out to your favorite beach. And even if you take a couple pictures, a couple uploads, it's really helpful.
The snapshot of the California coast, is it all along the intertidal zone, or is it like extending to coastal influence, like the forests along the shore, the dunes?
Good question. Yeah, I mean, it's really focused for intertidal sandy beaches and especially marine protected areas. This whole effort is being put on by California Academy of Sciences and the MPA Collaborative Network.
The California Academy of Sciences is my favorite place in San Francisco.
It's so cool, right? It's so cool. So the main goal of this snapshot of this 1 week window is so that we can go back and look and see what the entire coast looked like in 2017, when 10 years from now or 5 years from now or something.
Or 100 years
from
now.
Yeah, so we just have this ongoing log of the entire coast in 1 week. So at one time, that's that blitz part of it.
That is really cool. Now, what is this BioBlitz dance I was reading about?
BioBlitz dance.
There is like there's even online, there's like a dance that goes with this. Apparently you were unaware of it.
I was unaware of this.
We will have to check this out.
Okay, I'll have to look that up. Yeah.
But I love that we're making use of technology. I love that we're creating all these citizen scientists.
Yes, so cool. Yeah, everyone can be a citizen scientist. So I highly recommend everyone get involved. And if you look up Snapshot Cal Coast, even just Google it, it should pop up right away and on the Cal Academy of Sciences website. And they have all the information and all the directions. And there might even be another organized event that you could join into. So
if not, pack a picnic.
Yeah.
And head on out to the beach. And it's very cool. I'm just going to go ahead and click on the public BioBlitz events and see what else might be. Let's see, Humboldt County.
I don't know if there's any more for Humboldt, but along the coast there are a few more going on.
So they just had that the Baker Beach BioBlitz, which you were part of. There were 98 observations, 57 species, just from those people who added it. And then all the pictures are there.
Yes. You can go and look at, see all the different things that we found.
The kelp crab. It's so cute.
That was another really good one. Thanks for bringing that up. It's super cute. Another thing that I wanted to mention today is another piece of good news. It's always nice to have good news around here these days, right?
Especially stories that we've been following.
Yeah. I think a few weeks ago we had Jennifer Savage, who's our California policy manager for Surfrider, talk about CEMEX, this sand mine. And great news, an update with that is the California Coastal Commission is set to consider a proposal that would eventually shut down the mining operation at their July meeting. Yeah.
We're giving it just one little bell because they're just starting the process, but it's right. The last and only.
It's looking really good.
It's the only sand mine on the California coast.
In the U.S.,
in
actually.
In the whole U.S.
Yeah, and that's it's amazing right. That's in California. It's been operating pretty much illegally for a while. So this is a long time coming. There's a lot of different groups like Save Our Shores, Surf Rider, and a few others that have been working really hard to get this mine shut down. So
July meeting, that's when they're going to start considering it. Is this one of those things where it has to have two readings? Do you know?
Well, I'm not totally comfortable answering that question.
Okay.
But I do know what the settlement would look like, and I can tell you a little bit about that.
That's always like, you know, we don't want to just like say, your business, it's over.
Right.
Like, that's not fair.
That's not fair to all the people. You know, I'm sure there's good people that work there
as well. There's a lot of good people who work there.
So we don't want that to happen. But what the settlement would look like is, it says that Cemex would cease all mining operations in 3 years. And in those 3 years, the extraction is not allowed to exceed 177,000 cubic yards annually. So that's a lot less than what it's operating at right now. So just kind of like phasing it out. And then within 6 years, the company would sell off its stockpiled sand and need to restore the habitat on the property.
So wait. Let me see if I understand this right. So they're not only mining the sand, but they're mining more than they actually need, so they're stockpiling it?
Well, again, not totally sure about that, but I think that has to go along with that three, you know, they're still going to be operating within 3 years. So then after that 3 years, have a few more years to
keep selling off
the sand.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, because if they didn't have a cap on it, they could just go to town.
Right.
Yeah. We wouldn't want that either.
Right. That is a good point. But yeah, so then the property needs to be transferred at a reduced purchase price to a nonprofit or governmental entity approved by the Coastal Commission for the purpose of conservation and to include public access. So,
well, public access is a mandate by CEQA.
Right.
Which is the California Coastal Quality Act, that anything that has anything to do with the coastal access or the ocean is under that on our coastline. That much I know.
Right.
So is there a nonprofit or government agency that's ready to step into this particular place?
That is a great question that I don't know, but I would be happy to look it up. And I'm sure friends at Surf Rider knows.
I'm sure Jen knows for sure. But it's one of those things where, like, when you think about, like, this is such a complicated puzzle. Because here's a business that's been there for a long time,
yes.
Has people working for it, has people who probably buy their product and use it. So that's an important thing. And just because they've been doing it for a long time doesn't mean that they get to do it forever when it's this detrimental. So how do you phase that out?
Right.
How do you take over that land, you know, and do it responsibly?
Right. And I think this news that this proposal and settlement is likely to be approved is really great news, because then we don't have to go through a huge like legal battle, and it could just get drawn out for a long time. So I think everyone is really excited about that, and it's just a great example of what the little people can do. You know,
this was all put together with volunteer organizations like Surf Rider.
Yeah. So
that gets a bell.
Yay!
Yay!
So, look, we can do it. It is possible.
So, like, all of you people who go to Ocean Night and like pay your little dues and stuff, this is what you're creating is a better California coast.
Yes. For every little piece matters.
So that's cool. Speaking of which, do we have an Ocean Night coming up?
We do. Yeah.
Psychic of me. I honestly didn't know. It was just a guess.
Our next Ocean Night is July 8th. So that's a Saturday.
It's a week from Saturday.
Yes. And it's going to be a really great Ocean Night. I want to get someone to come and talk about it a little bit more to you, hopefully next week. But we're going to be showing a film called Of the Sea, I think is what it's called. And it's all about fishermen about the lives of fishermen, where you're getting your fish from, different fishing practices. So this one's really just dedicated to that community. We're going to show
we
that.
We all value our fisher folk so around much. Here. They do such good work. They work really hard, really dangerous jobs. And in our area, they do it very carefully. And we really appreciate them so much. So.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to have a panel of a few local fishermen for a Q&A session after the film.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
And this, just another reason to look for that locally harvested, sustainably harvested fish.
Yeah, yeah. We're kind of calling this night Know Your Fisherman. And I want to give a shout out to Professor Lori Richmond at HSU, who's helped organize this and helping putting together the panel. She's done a lot of great research with local fishermen. So thank you to her.
That's great. And we have a lot of fishermen who listen, so... We know who they are.
Yeah.
We appreciate them very, very much. All of it's very exciting. Will, I will not be seeing you for a few weeks, yes?
No, I will be out of the country.
I'm so jealous.
Yes.
Let everybody be jealous. Tell them where you're going.
I feel bad. I'm still working, right?
No.
You are
working.
I will be working at a surf camp in Nicaragua. So well, sharing the stove with some other people. Yeah.
We will enjoy vicariously.
Yes. So, but we'll still have Coastal Currents with you have some wonderful guests.
And Delia is like doing extra work to make sure everything's lined up in her absence.
Working so
I really
hard,
appreciate. Otherwise, it'd be like, Ocean, it's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming down here. And
yes,
I will see
anytime.
I can't wait to hear your tales of Nicaragua when you come back.
Yeah.
Because I know that part of your surf camp is going to be the environmental piece and
what
the issues are down there and what people are doing. Because that's part of it.
Yeah, that's a huge part. And it's great that surfing can kind of bring that to light for people and use that as a platform.
It always is. The big controversy that I've been following in the quote unquote surfing world is that stand up paddleboard looks like it's going to be an event in the Olympics in 3 years. And the surfers want to claim it as a sport, and the kayak and canoe people want to claim it as a sport.
Ah, it's kind of in between.
And the stand up paddleboard people say, let's do both. All right. Well, Coastal Currents, very generously sponsored by Bayside Garden, Glasshouse Garden Supply, and Solutions Eco Goods. And we'll have that podcasted very soon at khum.com.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.